final score, as I say, they started 10 minutes early today, so the game finished, and thankfully there was a bit of a shower, but nothing too much. Very, very cold, but Omagh's hearts will be warm after this one. The final score was Omagh 34 at 8.5. They outscored the Dubliners by 6-1. I did say at half-time it was 24-0, but apparently one of the conversions was given, but the referee took it off his list because he felt it didn't go through the post. So it doesn't really make much difference. I mean, at 6-2, I think Omagh will settle for that any time. Now, that leaves them now with just one game to go in the first half. They've played 8 games, and now they've won 5. They've 25 points, so they'll be sitting in the top 4, and certainly they'll be very, very happy with how this game went. Interesting game. It was obviously Seapoint had won the toss because the elements were blown right down the pitch, and they started off very, very strongly. Much stronger than I saw the last time I saw them at Judges Road about 2 or 3 months ago. But the only really opportunity, despite all the possession that they had, was a penalty from Colin Buckley from about halfway, but he was wide with that one. And really after that, it was Omagh took over, and in the 24 minutes up until the half-time whistle, they scored 4 tries and a conversion, and that really took the game away from them completely. It started after 16 minutes whenever there was a great continuation of phases, and it was fullback Scott Elliott who finished off in the right. Shirley Valentine, the right half, with a very, very good conversion from out wide, made it 7-0. But straight from the kickoff, they secured the ball. It was fed back to the right half, but his attempted clearance was charged down by young flanker Michael Gibson, who picked up and raced in from halfway to make it 12-0. 10 minutes later, Omagh had their third score. Whenever they countered from their own half, probably the score of the game, the ball went through at least 6-7 pairs of hands between their backs and their forwards, and eventually it was scrum half Stuart McCain who got over, making it 17-0. And 2 minutes in from the break, they got their fourth and try bonus point whenever there was a great break by Ryan Mitchell up to a five-yard scrum. From that scrum, the ball was put out to the middle of the park, and from there again, good quick ball was released. Stuart McCain broke left, and young hooker Phil Ewing, he was there to support, diving over, 22-0 half-time, so Omagh very, very happy, got their bonus point and all. Second half was a wee bit of a damp squib in a sense, where Seapoint, to be fair to them, did put in a lot of effort. They are coached, I must say, by the former Ireland number 8 and British and Irish Lions number 8, Eric Miller, and he was a very frustrated person on the touchline because the number of opportunities, that not the score tries, but the number of times that they knocked the ball on, and you know, at that particular time, they really came out very, very strongly. But the game really then was nailed in the 57 minute when Seapoint threw a long pass. Neil Brown intercepted, got the ball and fed Valentine. He went over, so 27-0 at that stage. But to be fair again to the Dubliners, they came back, and they had a break up the middle. It was a kick ahead, and eventually their centre, Tom Kelly, he got over, making it 27-5. But then, more or less, in the last couple of minutes, Omagh had their sixth and final score, whenever, after a lot of phases driving towards the line, it was substitute Mervyn Edgar, he got over, Ballantyne converted. So 34-5, and certainly Omagh will be delighted with this particular result. They were in fourth position after last week, and now they've now 25 points. And whatever happens, they'll retain in the top 4. And certainly, after the heroics of last year, they will be absolutely delighted. The final score for Mellon Park in the All Ireland League Division 2C was Omagh 34, Seapoint 5.
Yes, Alec, the other game we're keeping an eye on, it finished 5-1, 36-7, Middleton against City of Derry.
That's what we talked about when you last spoke to me. I think it was about 15 points or whatever, and I mentioned to you about the last 20 minutes. So obviously, the amount of work probably that the young Derry team had put in that opening 60 minutes told, and no surprise that Middleton would have run on those scores, but they will be very disappointed having done so well at the start. And the last thing you need, you know, going to play Ballina at home next week, Kenny, is a big defeat like that, and who knows what injuries could also have been there and that one. And had you any news on the Rainey game?
Rainey won 41-6 against Sunday's Wales.
That is a fantastic performance, because I think you told me there were 6-0 down.
Yeah. According to the guy that was doing the Twitter updates, he said he was running out of data. There was that many points going in for Rainey in the second half, so they must have played very well.
Well, that's a tremendous performance, because that means now they lost their first 3 games, and that's 5 in a row they have won. So they have certainly overcome any difficulties that they had in the initial stages of the league. And, you know, to go down to Sunday's Well and win like that there will give them a lot of confidence, and certainly a great result for them. Two good results for Rainey and Oma, but unfortunately from City Derry's point of view, it's a wee bit like back to the drawing board. They have Ballinagh next week, Kenny, and to be honest, you've heard me say this the last couple of weeks, it'll take a massive performance, because Ballinagh, along with Middleton, are probably the two best sides in that league.
Yeah, before I let you go, just an exciting enough game last night in the Champions Cup. Ulster keeping their chances well and truly alive with a bonus point victory.
It was a super game, and what a finish. I mean, it could have gone either way. And I was just chatting to a few guys here at Oma before the game. And I don't know if you saw the game or not, Kenny, but if the line-out that was allowed, that was the most crooked line-out I have seen for a long, long time, had resulted in the Scarlets winning the game, I'm sure there had been a few repercussions. As it turned out, it didn't matter. But Ulster played very well last night. The Scarlets had a lot of possession, as the statistics have shown. But certainly Jared Payne would be very, very happy as a defence coach. Haven't seen an Ulster side as quick up an attack. Very few tackles were missed. They took their scores well. Of course, Stockdale once again proving that, given the ball, he just has that magic to be able to do it. But overall, I thought it was a very, very good performance. Great to see Marcel Kutsia last 80 minutes, and he really showed up along with Henderson and Best and that. And really, you know, that after that result last night, I'm really looking forward to going to Kingspan next Friday night, Kenny, because if Ulster can come away with a victory again next week, after we'll be interesting to see tomorrow between Leicester and Racing. If Racing were to turn Leicester over twice, which I would be surprised they don't, and Ulster could beat the Scarlets, then Ulster have already beaten Leicester, and you know, if Racing have already won that league when they come to the Kingspan in the final game, who knows what could happen. But I suppose one game at a time. But from Don McFarlane, or the coach's point of view, it's great to see that Ulster come back. And you did see last night a great sense of, you know, of the willingness. And certainly things are starting to move. Some of the young players, Eric O'Sullivan, 20 years of age, the loose head prop, and some like 16 tackles. Young Timoney, when he came on, he was superb as well. Jordy Murphy was the highest tackle count of anybody, 22 tackles. And certainly, you know, that's what you really need. Behind the scrum, Addison, a super score, the one on under the post. But generally speaking, it was a very, very good performance. John Cooney will be a bit annoyed at his kicking statistics, but I don't think you should take it into consideration, because there was a gale blowing. Three of his kicks were heading to the post, and all of a sudden they were just blown away in that one. But a great result, you know, as far as Ulster went in that one, Kenny. And it'll be interesting to see now how Leinster are playing at the moment. I'm not sure what the score is.
Yeah, they're all square at the moment, just Alex, 7 each.
Right, and then tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Munster playing. So, you know, everything to play for. But from Ulster's point of view, what was a very, very bad part of the season 3 weeks ago, another result next week at the Kingspan, and who knows, things will turn around in 2000.